Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Tim in Delaware needs some help with an insulation question. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a basement crawl space, and I want, what's the best way to insulate it? Right now, it's just nothing there.
Mm-hmm. So it's a crawl space or a basement?
It's actually on one side I have a full walk-in basement.
Okay.
And on the other side, there's actually a crawl space. So it's like a half-finished basement, but I can see looking into the other side, it's like a crawl space.
All right. In the crawl space area, you should insulate the floor from below. So if you have like 2x8 floor joists, you should put 8-inch thick bats of fiberglass insulation in there, and they can be held up with insulation supports, which look like kind of small wires that sort of get springy in between the floor joists.
I've seen those, okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to insulate that. As far as the basement...
The pipes? There's some pipes down there.
Not necessary. Generally not necessary to insulate the pipes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But insulating the floor is going to make you a lot more comfortable upstairs.
I have oil, steam heat, I guess.
Right.
Is that going to be okay?
Sure, I don't see why not. Now, as far as the basement, the only place you really need to insulate an unfinished basement is the box joist, which is above the wall all the way around. If you decide to put walls in, like finished walls, and you're going to frame them out, then you could put insulation in the framed walls. But other than that, you should just insulate the box joist right above the foundation.
Now, I've seen a place where they've actually taken, like, plastic, and they've staple gunned it between the joists after they put the insulation. Is that recommended or no?
No. I would not do that because if you're talking about the crawl space, the vapor barrier goes between the insulation and the living space, which means it would be above the insulation against the underside of the floor, not below it.
All right.
Because if you put it below it, you're going to trap moisture in that space.
And you're going to reduce the R value.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I think that'll do it for me. That's all there is to it. There's nothing just besides that. That's nothing. No other trick they got to do.
Nope. It's a good project and one you can get done in a weekend.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Like, it sounds like Tim wanted it to be more difficult.
No, that's pretty straightforward. You want to be careful with the insulation. Obviously, you want to wear a dust mask and long sleeves and gloves and safety glasses. But insulation project is not that hard to do. And, you know, some insulation products today, they have a different sort of weave to them. So they're not really as stringy as the old-fashioned fiberglass used to be. They're more like a wool. Encapsulated insulation, it's called.
Interesting.
Yep. Easy project and very cost effective and a great return on investment.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.